We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
Our top local story on WBBM, investigators are working to track down a suspect after a deadly early morning shooting in South Lawndale. WBBM's Carolina Garibay with the latest.
Police say just after midnight, officers responded to South Christiana Avenue and West 30th Street for a report of a person shot. They found a man with a gunshot wound to his left eye area, unresponsive inside a white sedan. He was transported to the hospital where he was pronounced dead. Officers are investigating and say no one is in custody. Carolina Garibay, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Police in Rockford say they still haven't figured out a motive for the attack that left four people dead and seven others hurt yesterday afternoon. Winnebago County jail records indicate a man named Christian Soto has been booked on at least a dozen charges, including first-degree murder, attempted murder, and home invasion. Resident Ruth Gallagher tells CBS2 the neighborhood is shaken.
It's just devastation for all of us. It's a blur. It's just a nightmare.
The seven wounded include at least one person in critical condition. New charges are filed against a 33-year-old Waukegan man accused of robbing people he met online.
Antoine Pertit was already charged with two armed robberies for alleged incidents that occurred after he met people on a gay dating app. Two cases in Chicago and Cicero. The married father of four, a former gym teacher at a Christian school, has been locked up since January. Now there are new charges in three other alleged incidents: armed robbery, kidnapping, and aggravated vehicular hijacking. Pertit has previously done time for similar crimes. Mike Krauser, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
The Chicago Department of Transportation is planning upgrades to the Goose Island area. The plans include new bridges, protected bike lanes, and more left turn lanes. The project is expected to take 2 years and involves upgrades to two deteriorating bridges on Division and Chicago. However, some bicycle enthusiasts are expressing concerns over how some of the proposals would impact their safety. A North Suburban preschool that's been around for more than 75 years has announced its closing.
Mundelein Cooperative Preschool opened in 1948 and is currently in a small frame house on Route 176. Its website says it's closing because of low enrollment. The Daily Herald reports the school has 18 students and is down to two teachers. The school's website says its experienced teachers find creative ways to incorporate academic lessons into imaginative play. On Facebook, parents of former students have been expressing their sadness and their gratitude. There will be a picnic May 23rd in which alumni are invited to come back to see their favorite little preschool one more time. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
The state's largest community college is raising tuition costs. The Daily Herald reports trustees at COD have approved the third tuition increase in as many years. As a result, students in the district will pay $8 more per credit hour or $152 plus fees. The new rates take effect with this fall's semester. Another area police operation adding new technology to their crime-fighting efforts.
The Lake County, Illinois Sheriff's Department is investing in license plate reading cameras that can identify about every inch of a vehicle, including bumper stickers, in real time. The Daily Herald says the county board has a two-year, $90,000 contract to buy 15 of them. Deputy Sheriff Chris Covelli tells the paper that getting license plate information often is the best evidence to help solve crimes. The paper says Vernon Hills plans to deploy 17 of the cameras to fight organized retail crime. Keith Johnson, 105.9 WBBM.
The land that is now home to a longtime West Suburban mall is about to get a major makeover.
The Stratford Square Mall opened in 1981. Recently, the Village of Bloomingdale took over the complex and now plans to transform the site into a mixed-use development that will include housing, restaurants, entertainment venues, retail spaces, and public open spaces. The Village of Bloomingdale is assisting remaining mall tenants in relocating to new spaces. The Stratford Square Mall is set to close to the public on April 21st. Roger Plummer, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
The City Council in far north suburban Harvard has approved a two-year pilot program allowing chickens and chicken coops inside the city limits. Shaw Media reports people need a building permit for the coop. They also have to pay a $300 permit fee and a $25 annual inspection fee. There are limits to the number of birds you can have. Some unique art could be popping up in a neighborhood near you this year.
I think it'll resonate with a lot of people around town.
Here in the basement of the Insect Asylum in Avondale, Baltimore-based artist Michael Bowman and his team are hard at work crafting some larger-than-life cicadas.
The Cicada Parada is a art project that's going to be taking over Chicago in the summer of, 2024?
The art project, which begins in May and runs through the summer, coincides with the reemergence of Illinois' 17- and 13-year-old cicada broods, and encourages Chicagoans to adopt and decorate a sculpture of their own. Nina Salem is founder of the Insect Asylum.
This project is kind of a way for us to all share a joy of something together.
More information on how to get a cicada of your own online at cicada2024.com. In Avondale, Andy Day, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
A western suburb giving homeowners an excuse to be a bit lazy this spring. For the second straight year, Lombard is encouraging residents to participate in its No Mow Till Mother's Day. The goal is to help support local ecology, habitats of pollinators, and area wildlife. Lombard Assistant Public Works Director David Gorman.
People are appreciating that native plants, a mixture of flowering plants, has a real beauty to it over and above just a mowed turf grass area. That can also be, unfortunately, home to a lot of geese that take up residence.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.